Hello, I'm Dr. Alan Ho, Wills Eye Hospital, Thomas Jefferson University in Mid-Atlantic Retina, and this is a special collaboration between us and Medscape Ophthalmology.
My name is Barry Rovner. I'm a geriatric psychiatrist at Thomas Jefferson University, and I work collaboratively with Wills Eye Hospital.
Age-related macular degeneration is the number one cause of blindness among senior Americans and causes significant problems. For example, if you're a grandmother, what do you want to do? You want to be able to read a book, drive a car, see your grandchildren's faces. Age-related macular degeneration affects that aspect of vision, your central vision, and not surprisingly, patients with central vision loss, despite our new therapies, can become depressed.
And that's what this study addressed. We understand that people become depressed when they lose their vision as a result of not being able to do the activities that Dr. Ho described. This study meant to try to prevent depression in people who have lost their vision by helping them achieve goals that they set for themselves to enable them to continue to pursue activities that are important to them. And the treatment that we prescribed was first to see a low vision optometrist who evaluated their vision and prescribed devices for them. And then in the experimental group, people had occupational therapists come to their homes to try to improve how they function in their world and at the same time get them to extend beyond themselves and do more to try to improve their mood by engaging more in social activities. Behavior activation is a set of procedures that enable people to accomplish those goals.
To my way of thinking as a retina specialist, it's the difference between having a fitness plan for yourself and having a fitness plan plus a trainer. You're going to do better if you have the trainer.
Exactly right.
And go ahead.
And what we found was that this treatment reduced the rate of depression by half in people who received this treatment relative to a control group who just had the opportunity to talk with a counselor. So talking with the counselor prevented depression to some extent, but not to the extent that the occupational therapists were able to prevent depression. So in fact, in this population, 12% of people developed depression who received occupational therapy, whereas twice that rate, 25% of people who got the supportive counseling developed depression. So what we found essentially is that this treatment prevents depression in a high-risk group of people.
At Wills Eye Hospital, our goal is to perform the best clinical care for patients and also to determine what the next best cares will be, including factors that affect not just the eyes and vision, but the whole patient.
And Wills Eye is strongly behind this by emphasizing the importance of treating the whole patient.
This was a study that was sponsored by the National Eye Institute and your tax dollars, and we're happy to be leading this here at Wills and Jefferson.
What we've done is set up a new model of care that brings together ophthalmologists, optometrists, psychiatrists, psychologists, and occupational therapy. And together, this model of care can set a new standard for care, and Wills Eye is the first place to initiate this kind of treatment. Thank you. I'm Dr. Barry Rovner, Thomas Jefferson University, and Wills Eye Hospital.
And I'm Alan Ho, Wills Eye Hospital, Thomas Jefferson University, and Mid-Atlantic Retina. This has been a special program in conjunction with Medscape Ophthalmology.